Thank you, James. Hey, Rob, this is Gail. How are you doing?
Very good.
Good. So it sounds like you and James have been talking about the first page listing we had available today on Google. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, awesome. So what I'll do, Rob, I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then, of course, if the plan makes sense for you and makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
Yep. I'm limited on time right this second. Really,
no
I'm interested
worries.
In the pricing.
You bet. So I wanted to take a quick look here and to see what you had so far for online presence. One of the first things I ran across was a link. I think it was to maybe Home Advisor or Angie's. Is that service? Okay. And how's it working out for you there?
Not good.
Oh, why is that?
Angie's list sends lots of leads that I had three sent to me this morning that weren't good, that weren't even
worth it. And then you have to pay for them besides?
Well, the other one you do, Angie's List, you don't. Home Advisor, you do have to pay for them regardless. Angie's List is a flat fee.
Got you. Okay. All right. So let me look at something here. I think we can get you probably more exposure at a much better price. Let me look at one thing. I want to see how you're showing up online. Okay. So what type of radius do you typically travel, Rob, for work?
Typically not any more than 60 miles.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
That's the most. 60 miles.
Gotcha. Well, fuel prices the way they are these days, that makes perfect sense. So, first page Google is going to get you a lot more exposure than what you're getting on Angie's or Home Advisor. And those leads and calls will all go straight to you. So what we do is we get you in the map section on the first page of Google for all of your services. So, of course, we're going to use tree and stump removal as keywords. But if there are any other services that you offer, we can break all those out. We'll use all of those as keywords so that you're found anytime someone's searching for those keywords. You're right there in the map, right in front of them, easy to get to. And I'm sure you're familiar with the map section and kind of the look of the first page of Google when you do a search, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So you're actually going to be listed. So Angie's and Home Advisor are never in the map section, ever, ever, ever. So you're actually going to be listed before them, right in the section that people are making most of their selections from. So what you're getting right now from Angie's links when they do advertise you is probably a lot of tire kickers and people that aren't in your service area. Is that about right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. So this eliminates some of those tire kickers because you're catching those searchers right in the moment that they're ready for your services. These are not the folks that want to sit and fill out Angie's silly web form and then on a wing and a prayer hope somebody calls them back, somebody like you or one of your competitors, right? So you're going to be listed above your competitors, above the Angie's link. And then the other thing that we do, Rob, is we'll actually close off the category of tree and stump removal for Chipley, and that's actually closed for a 50-mile radius around you. And what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius, we never work with your competitors. So Top Notch Tree Service is the only company that we're promoting to the first page. Is that making sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, Rob, I wanted to ask you, are you on Facebook? I couldn't find a Facebook for you.
I created one so long ago, I don't even remember what it
was. No worries. If you've got it, I'm sure we can find it again. Well, let me see. I might have just found you. Let me double check. Nope. That wasn't you. Okay, no worries. If you've got one, we can find it again. Otherwise, do you have a personal page?
I do.
Perfect. Okay, so we can work from that. So what we can do is from your personal page, we'll set up a business Facebook page for you. So we can capitalize on the folks that are searching over there too. So post-pandemic, people started trying to keep their spending dollars local, right? You've noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they actually started turning to Facebook to look for local goods and services. So it's been a great way for our partners like Top Notch Tree and Stump Removal to get more exposure and get more business coming through and at really affordable price. So you look here, you've been in business for a bit, haven't you? Must be coming up on, what, about 5 years now?
Yeah.
Okay, super. So what I can do then, because you've been in business for a while, you're definitely established, you're over the hump, I can actually apply what's called a legacy discount, which is going to shave a bunch off of your monthly. So our rates are based on a flat monthly rate. You never charge for clicks, calls, leads, anything. So it's never any more than that monthly rate. And I was just looking here to, you don't have a website, do you, Rob? I couldn't mm-hmm. see one. Okay, no worries. We should be able to help you out with that too. So, with your legacy discounts applied, so everything is month to month. We don't lock you into a contract. I should mention that too before I forget. So let me look at retail, and then I want to see what your legacy discount takes off. So normal retail for your area would be $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup. But with your legacy discount, that gets you down to $2.99 a month. And then what does it do to that setup? Oh, that knocks that way back. So it knocks that from $2.99 down to $99. So that did a good number on your pricing. It shaved, looks like $300 off of your monthly and $200 off your setup. So that $2.99 is a true flat rate. Never anything added. No flip fees, call fees, lead fees, surcharges. We don't even add taxes on to that. And then clicks and calls are unlimited. And what we'll do is we'll program everything that has anything to do with you. Your Google business profile, we'll create a website for you. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, no cost to you. And then get your Google business profile going, get you programmed so you're in the map section. We'll also, on your behalf, run Facebook ads. The Facebook ads are amazing. Have you searched for something recently, and then everywhere you go, maybe in your Amazon, on your game, I've got one I play before I go to bed at night, you see ads for a similar item, just kind of following you around. Have you had that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So those are retargeted ads. So your ads are going to be retargeted in a similar fashion. So when someone searches for tree or stump removal, they're going to start seeing your ads on their Facebook feed, on their Amazon, on their game. And that's all just free exposure and free branding for you. Is that making sense still?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Any questions so far, Rob? I know I've done a lot of talking.
If we get something worked out, how do I verify that, you know, before, like, I was to give a card number out, how do I verify y'all's business?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? Let me do two things for you right now. Pop over to another screen. I'm going to send you, if I get to the right screen. So first thing I'll send you, I'm going to text you my contact info, so you've got that. You're absolutely welcome to dial back through, ask for me if you want to check that way. Just need to update. I assumed that 850-326-1621 is your cell, right?
Right.
Perfect. Okay, so let me, I'm going to text you my contact info. That way you've got that. And I'll be the lead on your account, so you're going to want me in your phone anyway. And then I'm going to send you a link. And it's actually a link to our website. But when that text gets there, if you want to put me on speakerphone so that you can go ahead and grab that text and put the link on there.
Yeah.
All right. Did you make it to the localsplash.com already?
Yeah.
Oh, you are quick. All right. Awesome. So if you'll scroll all the way to the bottom, that's our website, first of all, but scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's a, should be a white box that says Google, or Google Partner, I guess is how it reads. Go ahead and click on that. And then if you watch your address bar, you can see it's actually taking you to Google's website. I know it's not fancy, but that verifies that we're Google Premier Channel Partners.
Click where?
Just click on that Google box, that white Google box on the bottom.
I got that one. I got it pulled up now. Performance and certification.
Perfect. Awesome. So that's us. Just wanted to show you, our website and that we are actually Google Premier Channel Partners. There are a lot of companies out there. You've probably gotten calls similar. There are a lot of companies out there. Most of them are not Google Channel Partners. So to give you an idea of what we can do and the speed that we do it at, industry standard to get you to the first page of Google is about 3 to 6 months. It's a long haul. We actually cut that in half. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you there. And I'm happy to give that to you in writing as well as we get you set up here. So it'll be about 30 to 45 days before we have you programmed into the map. Just takes a little bit of time to get all that data over, give Google time to do their thing. So in the meantime, during that 30 to 45, while we're waiting for you to be on first page on the map, we'll be running those Facebook ads, so you'll be getting calls there. Your website's going to come online, so you'll start getting some visibility there. We'll also put you out to all of the directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, up to about 60 different directories. So, Rob, is this with that kind of exposure and visibility, definitely I know you're going to get more visibility than what you're getting on Angie's. Is this something that sounds to you like it's going to help your business do some growing?
Yes, possibly.
Okay, awesome.
Does it also affect Google, like for some people typing in on just the Google search? Is that?
Yep, that's exactly who we catch. We catch all those people that are searching for any of your services. So we'll use, of course, stump grinding. I see you've got hurricane cleanup listed. Perfect. We can use that. What other? Now, do you remove, like, if I had a 30-year-old cottonwood in my yard, is that something you'd come and you'd be able to take the whole tree down?
So that's one of the issues I have with Angie's List, who I signed up with a couple months ago, is I've got it all over Angie's List saying that I do stump grinding only. And every advertising company I deal with always promises me that, no, it'll be, it's listed out, the stump grinding. Well, this group here, I should say them, not every company. Anyway, I get calls all the time. All my leads are for tree removal, and I don't do tree removal.
Okay. All right. So stump grinding only then?
Correct.
Okay. Would you trim trees as well, or literally just stump grinding?
Just stump grinding. Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, that's no problem. So then that's what we list you for. We don't mention any of the other, and we don't say tree removal. That way you're not called to do an entire removal of a tree. So perfect. That's exactly what we'll program you for. And then, of course,
if I was to sign up, you're the person I would talk to about, like, if I had questions on things?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and what questions do you have, Rob? I'm happy to answer them.
Well, I just tried to call the person that was answering my questions from Angie's List and the text that she has been sending through. Now that the text that I got sent back to me was, this person is no longer, it's past 30 days, this person is no longer, you need to call so-and-so. Sent me down right now. But anyway, that's why I've been
calling
at the right time, that I am looking to get rid of them, because I'm just like, you know, it's always, I was, you know.
That is stinky. No. I'm here. I am not going anywhere. And I am the person that I'll be the lead on your account. And truly, I mean, if you ever have a question or a problem, call me. And I'm the dog you want on that bone. If you have a problem, if I can't fix it myself, I'll find who can. So yeah, that doesn't work here. You'll actually have an entire team working for you. So me first, of course. But then you're going to have your own technician for all of the programming. So you'll be able to tell them what you want on your website or what you don't want. You'll be able to choose your domain name. So your website's going to be a full-blown .com, whatever name you'd like. So it's something that works for you. And then,
It'll be an actual website set up?
Yep, an actual website with pages to it. And we'll use your photos if you've got photos. If you don't, we'll use stock photos. So no problem there. But yeah,
Anything with reviews?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. That's definitely, so we'll send you a tool. You can send it to anybody and everybody, the link from the tool. Anybody that'll say something good about you on Google, on a Google review. Nobody cares if it's your mom. Moms are always good for at least one review, right? And usually good, unless you made them mad that week. You're probably on good terms.
One of the things is aggravating is I exhausted all my resources on that, because I went through getting all these jobs that I'd done, getting to send these reviews. Of course, I'll have more in the future, but I've just used up a bunch of reviews that got sent for HomeAdvisor, and I was like, so.
You know what, though, Rob? That's okay. What we've found, and I've seen this firsthand, is you can send it to all those same people, even if they already left you an Angie's review, it's fine. And tell them, hey, I'm also now using Google. I'm going to be on the first page of Google. Can you help me out? Write me another review, even if they just want to write the same thing they wrote before. And that's perfectly fine. I mean, you're like five out of five stars. You're 4.9. It doesn't get a whole lot better. And that's going to transfer really well for you over onto Google as well. What happens then is, so someone will search for stump grinding or stump removal, and you pop up right in the map, right in front of them. And people are so busy these days, they generally don't even scroll past the map if they're serious. And that's what you want, are the serious buyers, right? You don't want the tire kickers and the goofy garbage you're getting now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want the serious ones. So this touches them right when they are serious. And then you'll be a one click and call right from their phones. And that's what people are kind of looking for, because everybody's stretched for time. Every place you go, they're understaffed. So the staff they do have is working harder and longer. And if they need something done like a stump removal, they don't want to mess with it. They just Google it. They see you in the map, they click, they call you, and then you're on your way to the races. Super easy. And we can make updates to your website anytime, no charge. We're in your account all the time making micro adjustments to the programming so that you stay in the map section. Make sense?
Sure. And you'll be making a Facebook page as well, or someone will?
Yep, we'll make a Facebook page for you too. We'll get those ads running on Facebook. Those are usually up and running within the first 14 days. And even within the first week, there's a lot is going to happen. So we'll set up your onboarding call. In fact, let me grab another screen up here. I can start collecting some info too from you. So
is $100 a month the cheap, absolute cheapest thing you have?
So it's $299, but let me look at something. Are you, I might be able to throw another discount on here for you to get it a little lower. Are you by chance, I'm looking through what we've got for, promo offers. Are you a veteran by any chance? Or law enforcement connected at all? You are Leo connected?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Okay, awesome, awesome. That I can work with. Let me throw that in here. So this is going to actually calculate along with your other discounts. So that gets you another shift.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
How much is it right now before the discount?
$299 with your legacy discount. But then if we throw the law enforcement connection in there, it'll lower it by another $50, making it $249 a month. And that is a flat rate, it's month to month. We don't lock you into a contract, and you're locked in for life at that discounted rate. So it's not like a promotional rate that's going to go higher, whatever, at some point down the road. You're locked in with your discounts. Never pay more than the $249. And then the setup fee is a one-time, partially covers the programming we do, and then, of course, we just cover the rest. But that's it. Just $99 one time. So then to grab the listing would be $348. That's your first month and the one-time setup fee. And then nothing due until next month. And that'll just be that straight flat $249. Never anymore. This sounds like it's going to do you.
I've got one with Google that was offered for. And they said it was a special thing. Everybody's got a special thing going. But they're offering me $200 a month for it.
Gotcha. So that probably didn't include the ads on Facebook, which are super powerful.
It did not.
What's that? Gotcha. Okay. Didn't include it.
I'm not sure that I don't get this offer without Facebook.
Well, we don't have to do Facebook if you don't want to. Or would you rather not?
I'd rather get down. I want to get down to $200 a month. Because to me, you know, I'd rather deal with y'all than with the other people I talk to, but that's what they're offering.
Okay. Well, let me take a look here. So let's not worry about Facebook for now. We can always add that later if you want to. So that's going to move you. You kind of want to get your discounts all in here, so let me make sure we got the legacy and we got the Leo. So that would get you down to $199 and then still the one-time $99 setup fee, but that gets you down to that $199 a month. Does that work better for you, Rob?
Yeah, and that's just for the Google?
Yep, that'll be the Google local, so we'll get you in the map section. We'll still build your website for you. We'll still host it, maintain it. Still no charge. So
everything
we talked about except Facebook. Sounds like we ought to be setting you up, Rob.
Well, if we can do that, and I don't like to pay fees to get things set up, to waive the $100 fee that gets me set up to pay y'all money, I think we can make a deal.
Yeah, I can do that. So we'll do $199. That's your first month. And then I'll waive the setup fee and we got a deal.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's do this. I assume Rob is short for Robert.
Yes.
Okay. So what I want to do is get all of your info. I want to make sure I get everything spelled right. Phone numbers in the right places. Rob, what's your last name, please?
Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.
Oh, I know a Hicks from somewhere. I can't think of where right offhand. All right, Rob, what's your email?
Hicks, H-I-C-K-S,
mm-hmm.
dot Rob,
okay.
Charlie@gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. So hicks.rob.ccharlie, like Charlie, @gmail. Perfect. So I'm going to send you two emails, Rob. The first one is information on our dashboard analytics, that you'll have access to. So you'll have an area where you can log in, see anytime in real time how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all of that data that's going to help you know where your business is coming from. And then the next one, I'm going to send you the exact price and package we landed on. I want you to have that in writing as well. Set up fee waived. I just got to modify this so that I get your discounts in there so it reflects the right way. Okay. So $199 a month, setup fee waived. We're not doing Facebook. All right, perfect. That one's off to you. And then, is your cell phone also your business number, Rob?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I've got for company name, Top Notch Tree, and then the and symbol, Stump Removal. Is that the right company name?
Yeah, so that's something that I meant to talk to you about and I forgot to mention.
Okay, go for it.
I have not changed my official business name. You know, I haven't put in paperwork to change that, but I don't, you know, like I told you, I don't do tree work anymore, so Angie's List had it, you know, they left out the tree removal part. Is that, you know, is that okay to do that?
Yeah, we can. So you want to just say Top Notch Stump Removal?
Correct.
Perfect. We can do that. The, Google doesn't care if you do, this would be considered a DBA, so that name itself doesn't have an LLC or an Inc. behind it, but it's basically your original company, Top Notch Tree and Stump Removal, doing business as Top Notch Stump Removal. So that works. No problems. And then are you still at 2037 Old Bonifay Road?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me pop that in.
How'd you get that address?
Pulled it off of Angie's when I found you there. what I do, I go look to see what you have for online presence so far. And one of the things that came up was the Angie's link. So I just grabbed your address from there. And that's
I didn't know my address was listed on, so anybody could get my address like that?
On Angie's, yeah. And actually though, what I'll do for Google, I'm going to have them omit your address. Obviously that's your home address, right?
Right, and I'm law enforcement, so I'm kind of, I'm a target, you know, to people. I've got it marked off where you can't see it on the...
Absolutely. So I'm going to make a big note here for your tech. Google doesn't want people to know where you physically live either. So what we'll do, we just submit it along with all of your other information, is that do not publish the physical address. You'll still show up as Chipley. Nothing will change as far as search results go or calls to you go. They just won't be able to find you. It'll be in the neighborhood, but not close enough that they could drive to your house. Take that note. It is home address. And client is law enforcement. Perfect. Okay. All right, so then they won't publish that. That's something we're super careful with, too. And then we don't have a website yet. I'm just going through making sure I've got everything updated, get all my stuff right. And then, Rob, I don't need your digits yet, but on the credit card you're going to be using, does your middle initial appear, or is it just first and last? Good question. I'm sorry, you broke up. It does not?
The middle initial does appear.
Okay, and that's a C, right?
Yes.
Okay, gathered that from your email address. Perfect. Get that in here. Make sure everything matches that way. Okay. Going through my little internal checklist. So part of my job is to be very thorough and very accurate. So as I'm going through, if we verify something, then I'm just copying and pasting it where it needs to go. All right, and we're going to say stomp for services. Now, grinding only, or would you, I honestly don't know what the next step would be in getting rid of a tree stump. Do you rip it out of the ground, or do you just make it flush with the ground?
Yeah, the only thing I have is grinding. I take it, it's
gotcha.
Kind of grinding is the only thing I offer.
Perfect. Then that's what we're going to list you for. And nothing else. Now, at some point,
unless somebody put in there, if you're talking about like if somebody did a Google search and they're looking for something, they may say stump grinding or they may say stump removal.
Okay. So I'll use
either
both
one
of those.
We'd be looking for people. Yes.
Perfect. So we'll use both of those as your service keywords. And that, you know, really that the narrower focus like that, you're going to have a lot more success too, because that means we can really heavily concentrate just on stump grinding. So that's perfect. And then two, Rob, if you ever want to add services at a later date, all you got to do is let us know and we can add those in too. Okay. So the next thing I want to do is set you up with your onboarding call. So this will be a call with your technician. So first thing they're going to do is quality control. They're going to make sure one more time that I got all of your information right. They'll double check numbers, spellings, everything. And then you'll be talking about what you want or don't want on your website, what you want or don't want for a domain name, get you into your reporting dashboard, all those good things. So I like to do this at your earliest convenience. Once we get you set up and charged, I want you to start seeing results as quickly as possible. And that's the first step is that onboarding call. So we block out an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. So, you know, look, would you have time today if I can find an opening for you today, Rob?
No, I need to be in front of a computer, correct?
Nope, actually you don't. It's all just phone. So what I'm doing, I'll be grabbing links and everything that your tech is going to need. So they'll have all of that. So it's just by voice. That's all.
I guess it's a 25 to 30 minutes typically.
Yep, we still block out the hour in case you have extra questions or need help with anything. So let's see here. We could do 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock today. Or if you prefer morning, we could do tomorrow. The earliest would be 10. Which of those were? Tomorrow at 10, you got it. That's 23rd. Perfect. You're actually going to be their first call of the day. So I know they'll be running on time, too. Actually, though, they're pretty darn good. Okay. I'm going to build that calendar appointment, and then I'll send you another email. Oh, and I need to send you something else, too. I need to send you customer service phone number. But let me set this first. Got everybody updated. Okay, there we go. It updated you. Perfect. So I'm going to build your, or I am building your calendar appointment here. This will hold your slot. No, what's good? Okay. So I'm sending you another email. The subject line on this one is Local Splash CIE. And when that one gets there, if you could open that up, and then there'll be a yes, no, maybe option. And even if you don't use Google Calendar, if you could hit the yes, if you do use Google Calendar, it'll automatically populate on there for you. What do you use to keep track of appointments for work, Rob?
Daybook.
Ah, gotcha. No worries.
Old-fashioned.
What's that?
Old-fashioned.
Yep. Well, you know, I still like my paper, too. I honestly, I'd prefer to keep everything in an actual calendar that I write in. I much, much prefer it. I envy you that. I really do. Sounds like a funny thing to envy somebody for, but not at all. Did that make it to you?
I'm looking right now. I've got your, thank you for choosing local / quoting price.
Let's see. This one, the subject line is local / CIE. And it'll be the last one I sent to you. If they come out in any kind of order on there. Did you find it?
What's it going to be listed as? I've got...
The subject line is local / CIE. And it'll be a calendar appointment.
I do not have it yet, but I'm sure.
Well, maybe check your spam folder. I wouldn't think it would have gone there if you got the other two ahead of it, but. Oh, I know too. Maybe try refresh, on your inbox. That might do the trick. Any luck?
Google account. That's not you.
No. The subject is local / CIE. Still not seeing anything like that, huh?
Here it is. It went to
school. Ah, beautiful. Wow. Yes, that's the one. Okay. If you go ahead and open that and hit the yes option, that would be great. I'm going to make some more notes on my end. Okay. Let's see if that works. Perfect. Thank you, Rob. You did good. You got it. All right. So now I'm going to send you another text. You don't have to go look at it now, but it's information on how that call tracking works. So we'll have a tool on your website that allows you to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, and of course where the searches were performed from. So that's information on how that works and what all happens there. And then, now something else optional, it's already included in your pricing, is what's called our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store, and it'll have its own phone number. So if you don't want to use your existing cell phone as a business line, through the app on your existing phone, you can send and receive calls for business on its own line. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put you through a yes on there, and then I'm going to send you another link. This one, when you have a minute, in fact, I'm going to title that for you. That's kind of rude of me not to. As app.
Would I still be able to text from that different number? Could I text customers?
Yep, it sure will. Okay, there goes that text. So for the call tracking, they have you fill out an application. It's not as horrible as it sounds, but just so they can gather your info, because it is a separate item, but there is no additional charge for it. Okay, let me grab something else here. I need to do a copy paste. There we go.
If I hit yes, I'm going to the meeting here.
What's that? Oh, good, good.
I'll try to get it off and, here.
And then for us to contact you, Rob, do you prefer phone, text, or email? Any above the others?
Either phone or text.
Okay, phone and text, you got it.
How do I get back to this website when I got to use it? I mean this calendar.
There should be a calendar app on your phone, I would think. Are you using Android or
iPhone?
You're on iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think if they install those on Google or not. You can always go back to that email and access it that way. You can click on the link and it'll pop it open in calendars for you. Perfect. And then, Rob, what do you want to list as your hours of operation?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
24.
Do you want to, really? You want? Oh, you, really? You want 24/7?
I guess with what people call me, as far as people calling to get quotes.
Okay, you got it.
I say that. You made me think about it. I guess I don't want my phone ringing in the middle of the night.
Yeah, right. I was wondering, you know, we could do like 8 to 6, 8 to 5, and that can be whatever you prefer, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 7 days.
Yes, it sounds more professional that way.
It does.
Let's do either one of those then.
You want to do, say, 8 to 5?
Let's do 8 to 6. A lot of people get off at 5 and can't call until after they get off.
You got it. 8 to 6. Should we say Monday to Friday?
That sounds good. You don't think it's going to hinder any of the calls?
I don't think so. Nope. Not at all.
That's good. It'd be nice to get left alone on the weekend.
Right? Exactly. And unless you want to, then you can, you know, on a case-by-case basis, take them on the weekend if you want. But, of course, you don't have to. And then on your website, is there, like, an online payment method that you accept, or are you strictly cash and check?
Cash and check.
Okay, no worries. So one of the things we could do on your website is payment integration. So, like, if you ever pick up Square or PayPal or anything that you want to allow people to pay that way, we can integrate that right on your website so that you can send people to your website to make payment to you. Really super handy, but not a necessity. All right. Perfect. Okay, that's all looking good. So we've got everything updated over here. I sent you customer service, so you can put them in your phone. You've got my number, so you can put me in your phone. Double checking my checklist. I think we're looking good. Make sure everything is updated on your billing, and then I'll go ahead and set up your subscription. And
I would be able to call you for questions as well.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. If you've got a problem or a question. I'm sorry, go ahead, Rob.
What kind of questions?
Anything. Whatever you're having questions or problems on, you'll deal with your technician a lot, probably more than you'll talk to me. But if you ever run into whatever, your technician not doing what they're supposed to be doing, which would surprise me, honestly, we usually don't get calls like that. But if you did, perhaps, then let me know. I'll get it fixed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, make sure I got your discount on here, and we're waiving the setup fee. There it goes. It had to sync. Don't you hate it when it moves slower than you do? you think something and you want it to be immediate on the screen. I mean, at least I do. I always hope I'm not alone that way. All right. So I've got your subscription set with all of your discounts in there. So we've got you at $199 a month. No contract, of course. And then the $99 setup fee is waived for you. Now, on the credit card that you're using, does the company name appear at all, Rob, or is it just your name?
Company name. But it's got both on them.
Okay. And is it the original top-notch tree and stump removal?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Make sure that matches. Actually, I'm going to leave it on.
Face and put stump removal to be good.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. And then the phone number that would be attached to the billing on that credit card, I assume, is your cell.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the same address, Old Bonifay Road, Chipley 32428.
Right.
Perfect. And Master Visa, Amex, or Discover, Rob?
Visa.
All right. And then I'm ready for those digits whenever you are. I won't read them back for your own privacy. I work from home. There's nobody else here, but still, I have it. So fire away.
4355.
Okay.
3605.
Got it.
0038.
Okay.
5787.
Got it. And then what's the expiration, please?
0624.
All right. And then the security code?
406.
And you got a hunt for it. They moved it, didn't they?
Yeah, I found it.
I know, I had to hunt the last time I needed it because everything had moved. All right, so let me go ahead and double check. Still got your discounts. That all looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and run the $199 for your first month. And then there should be another email that'll come to you. I'll let you know it's on the way, though. And then while we wait for it, all right, it looks like it's sent. So you'll have one, actually, I'll probably send you two, something like Welcome to Local Splash. The one we want, though, is Local Splash Initial Invoice is what will appear in the subject line. And then that's a written duplicate of the voice verification that I'm going to run through with you. So just kind of hold on to that one when you get it. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it's recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So I'll be reading it live. If you have questions or need anything clarified, just let me know and I can stop. And there will be a few places where I'll need a voice back from you. So I'm just going to dive in. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Top Notch Stump Removal.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Hicks, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the during the term of the non-contractual agreement.
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
You bet. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So if you were to add Instagram or Facebook, or not Facebook, you've got Facebook, let's say TikTok, just let us know. That way we can make sure everything still ties together and work that social media into the programming for you.
So, like I said, I can do my own Facebook is the plan.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
But you're asking that I let it. I'm just confused on that. If I have my own Facebook page with my name on it.
Yep. Just let us know. It's for your own, I hate to say this, sounds like a mom speaking. It's for your own good. The only reason is so that we can tie it all together. So we'll set up your Google business profile, of course, minus your physical address. And that's actually going to be tied to your website. And we'll also put the Facebook badge on there. So even though we're not running the Facebook ads for you, we'll still make sure that your Facebook is connected. Similarly, okay, if you add TikTok or something later, we'll make sure that it's connected as well so that all your social medias show up. Does that make more sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then, let's grab the right line. Your payment for the initial term and account setup fee has been waived. So payment for your initial term will be charged on today's date, August 22nd, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $199. And again, setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 22nd of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 22nd. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. And then did that Local Splash initial invoice email make it to you, Rob?
It did.
Awesome. If you could open that up, about four sentences in is click to accept, I think is how it reads. If you go ahead and hit that, and then on the next screen, scroll all the way to the bottom. It'll ask you to type your name as it appears. So capital letters in the right place, middle initial, no punctuation. Is that working for you?
Yeah.
All right, and let me know. It should send you to a login screen, and you won't have logins for it yet.
Okay.
All right, perfect. You got it. You're in the right spot. So that's going to be where you'll log into your dashboard. They'll get that login info for you tomorrow during your onboarding call. So they'll get you access so you can get in there. And you're all set, Rob, unless you have questions for me or...
Is that 10 o'clock central?
Actually, so no. I was thinking you're not Eastern time. You're Eastern.
No, I'm central.
You're in Florida, right?
Yep, but I'm central time.
Wow, how does that work?
The line.
I'll be darned.
100 miles. Here.
Interesting. Okay, I got you then. So, I see where you're at. central. No, actually, what I put you in for, it'd be 9 central. Is that going to be okay for you? Or do we need to move that?
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay, perfect. I'm so glad you asked. Okay, good. Yep, so that'll be 9 central. Perfect. And then, yeah, just professional courtesy. If for some reason you can't make that onboarding call tomorrow, just let us know. We can always move it.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations, Rob. I'm excited for you. This is going to do nice things to get your business going. Get you kicked off right.
I'm hoping so. Thank you, ma'am.
You bet. Thank you. You have a good day, Rob.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.